continue to pray that Hurricane Irma goes and dies a lingering death out in the North Atlantic. So let's be in prayer for that this week as well. We do have a lot going on in the life of our church this week. Be sure and fill out your connect cards and drop them in the offering plate as they come around. You'll find those in your bulletins, and that'll be your attendance this morning. And Miss Curie is bringing her baby bottle back today. If anyone has a baby bottle to bring back, why don't you go ahead and bring it up now during the announcements and put it on the table up here, and we will have a special prayer. How many of them forgot to bring your baby bottle this week? Okay, I knew there would be some folks that forgot, so next week you will have an opportunity to bring it. But be sure you bring it next week, because I'm going to be turning those in after next Sunday. So you have one more week to take care of that, and bring them forward today if you have them with you as well. So thank you all for participating in that. This is an awesome way of help out. We do have some empty bottles in the back. If anyone needs a needs one to fill it up in a week, you can grab one. So just see Nancy on the way out. She'll have them in the back today as you leave, and you can pick one up there as well. Umpour, you see in your offering, or in your bulletin as well this morning, we're having a special offering from Umpour. Umpour is a great United Methodist Committee on Relief. 100% of your dollars goes to relief efforts. The staff for Umpour is paid through the denomination. So all of your money that we give for Umpour, you can expect 100% of that to go directly to the victims of Hurricane Harvey. So there's an envelope in your bulletin today. If you would, put your offering in there for Umpour. We're also doing flood buckets. We're going to see a video here in 1 second from our bishop and his wife, Pam. And we're going to be putting together some flood buckets here, and there's some information in the bulletin for that as well. But if you'd like to donate some money towards flood buckets, what that is a 5-gallon bucket filled with cleaning supplies, rubber gloves, different things like that to help clean up after a flood. So, and the warehouse in Louisiana has been completely wiped out. They've sent everything out, so they are in desperate need. So this week, well, for the next couple of weeks, I believe that by next the weekend of the 16th, we'll be taking our buckets to Jupiter. They will be taking them on then to Louisiana. So if you want to be a part of that, we are going to have a packaging event for that, and we'll talk about that more later. It depends on how many buckets we're going to have to put together. So if you'd like to give towards that, use one of your pew envelopes for that and just mark on their flood buckets if you would. That way we can separate that money from the young poor as well. Everybody understand that? If you want to give towards flood buckets, put that in a separate pew envelope there that you'll find in front of you. So that is good. Reminder, we've got this long bulletin insert as well. That's letting you know of some of the United Methodist women groups to meet starting in September. So if you'd be interested in that, the bookworm, Susanna Weston, there's times and information and who to contact for that. So if ladies of the church, if you'd like to be a part of that, there's your information right there on that bulletin insert as well. Wendell's asking to remind the choir members the choir rehearsal will begin this week, so we'll be glad to get our choir back and get everybody back on board with that. So if you're a member of the choir or would like to be, come on Thursday, this Thursday at 7 p.m., Greg Wendell, and if you'd like to be a part of the choir, we encourage you to come. You are looking very good. So anyway, if you want to be a part of the choir, come on Thursday evening at 7 o'clock. So there's a lot of stuff going on in the life of your church. Look at your bulletins. That's why we print them. And you'll know what's happening then and find ways to get involved. Let's now prepare our hearts and minds to worship this. Oh, we're going to watch a video from the bishop. I'm sorry. What's this word from our bishop? You can turn that up a little bit back there.
Big flood bucket challenge because of the good work of so many United Methodists in our colleagues and the friends and neighbors. We were able to send over 3,100 flood buckets to help with the flooding in Louisiana.
This year, our challenge is bigger. It's a Texas-sized challenge.
And so we're inviting you to get your church involved, your community, your Sunday school classes, youth groups, whoever, and be a part of this big Texas-sized Blood Bucket Challenge of 2017. And you can help in three ways. First, you can build a blood bucket, or you can build an Orlando hygiene kit of healthcare items. And you can find those instructions on our conference website.
Second, you can give generously to the United Methodist Committee on Relief, UMCOR, where 100% of your gift goes directly to relieve human suffering. And third, you can pray for those impacted. Pray also for UMCOR and for local United Methodist churches in affected areas, and pray for all of the agencies and partners who are providing relief to so many. I love the Florida Conference, but for the next 3 weeks,
we're with Texas.
I'm David Williamson of St. Augustine, Florida, and I'm with Texas.
I'm Scott Smith from First United Warmer Beach, and I'm with Texas.
I'm Matthew Williams from Boca Grande, Florida, and I'm with Texas.
Hi, I'm Pastor Betsy from Good Samaritan United Methodist Church, and we're with Texas.
I'm Charlotte Reed from Pasadena Community Church, and we're with Texas.
I'm Brett Overlisky from Christ Church in Fort Lauderdale, and we're with Texas.
Hello, my name is Roy Terry. I'm a pastor at Cornerstone United Methodist Church, and we are with Texas.
I'm Jackie Lebron from East Saints United Methodist Church, and we are with Texas.
I'm Clark Campbell, I'm the Director of Missional Engagement from the Florida Conference, and I'm with Texas.
Hey, I'm Candace Lewis, Gulf Central District Superintendent at all 89 churches of the new Gulf Central District. We are with Texas.
Hey, I'm Brother Megans, your pastor at Hyde Park United Methodist in Tampa, and all of us are with Texas.
Hey, I'm Jenny Sounds Williams from St. Beach United Methodist Church, and on behalf of that amazing congregation, we're with Texas.
I'm Kathy Fluck Price.
And I'm Steve Price from Trinity United Methodist in Gainesville.
And we're with Texas.
Hi, I'm David McIntyre from the First United Methodist Church in Lakeland, Florida, and we're with you, Texas.
I'm Susan Gray from the First United Methodist Church at Jupiter to Augusta, and we're with Texas.
I'm David Allen. I serve as the Assistant Dean of the School of Religion at the Philadelphia University, and we're with Texas.
We're at Lakeside United Methodist Church, and we're with Texas. Amen.
Amen.
Let's now prepare our hearts and minds for worship this morning.
Good morning.
Father, and to the Son.
our opening hymn this morning, Saints of God. It's in your hymnal number 181 and also projected above.
Thank you.
Thank you. You may be seated. Good morning. How are you all today? You look like a bundle of energy up here this morning. Is everyone awake? Yes. Wow, look at all these. How much money do you think are in these bottles? All of them, right? I bet there could be close to $1,000 right there. You think? I do. Because someone counted how much change was put in there, and it was like over $20. $20 or $25, I forget how much. See, there's one with a $20 bill in it. So there. Why do we do this? But why do we help people? Because we're nice people, right? We help people because we're nice people and we love God and we love people, right? My message today to these folks out here is going to be, you think they ever been tired of hearing me talk about love?
Yes.
Yes. You don't get tired of me talking about love? I spoke with my clergy group I'm in this week, and I told them, I think my folks are getting sick of me talking about this love business all the time. We got to love God and love our neighbor. What we do here is part of loving our neighbor, isn't it? Because this helps women that are going to have babies, and those babies, because we love people. Now that is a nice thing to do, isn't it? How else can we help people, our neighbors? Cody? If we give them food, you know, last Saturday, what did we do? How many were here last Saturday? You and I were here last Saturday, Bob, weren't we? Who was here last Saturday? Last Saturday, we showed our neighbors that we love them. Because what did we do last Saturday, Kat? You were the only one here. What did we do? And we had that dinner, so we gave them some food. So that's helping people with food, right, Cody? So last Saturday, we helped people by giving them food and letting them know that we love them. And what we all told them over here, we love you, and come and visit us at church. And some of those folks did that. And we're hoping more will do that. Because if we get more people here, we can love more people outside, right? So that's what God wants us to do, is love one another. I hope you don't get sick of hearing that. But when we love one another, God smiles. Do you believe God can smile? When does He smile? You know that when you all smile, everybody smiles. That's God smiling. God smiles for each one of us. And when we smile at people and we say we love you, and if it's to give them something to eat or just to say, come and meet with us. We're nice people. How do they know we're nice people unless we show them we're nice, right? Right? So when we show them we're nice, we do nice things for others, and they know that we love them. So this week, we got to go out and show people that we care about them, right? And you know what people say? If I'm just recognized sometimes, that does mean I don't love them. That means saying hi to someone. Someone you see in the grocery store, or you're walking down the aisle with your parents, and you just see someone coming that looks sad, just say, hi, how are you today? And I guarantee you, you're going to put a smile on their face. And that's God's smile. That makes sense? That's awesome. Let's pray. Gracious God, we thank you for smiles. We thank you for love. We thank you for giving us the heart to love others and to help others. So Father, bless these young people. In your name we pray. And we all say, amen. Amen. All right. All of a sudden. Sunday school for some of you?
Yes.
All right. Another way we get to show people is to have an opportunity to love one another, just to pray for them, right?
Right.
We pray for folks. We have a long list, once again, of folks that are in need of prayer and some sad news this week as well, but some praises that we have as well. So here are these names lifted up. Be sure to keep your bulletin inserts with you that has the prayer list in there. And tomorrow, of course, if you're on our email list, you'll receive an updated email list for the week as well, people who want to be in prayer for. So let's be in prayer for these folks this morning. Albert Jordan, Albert, it's good to see you. He started his chemo treatments this week, and he says piece of cake. So we're going to pray that that goes well. I think for 6 weeks, every week, he'll be having a treatment. So continue to pray for Albert. Buddy Carr as well. Buddy continues to improve from her stroke. She got a new vista. Donna Harris, and I do see a card here from Ruthie that she is really having a lot of problems. And it just really is more pain than she was before, so from the beginning of the surgery. So keep Donna and her. She's having a second opinion, I guess, this week with another doctor. So keep Donna in our prayers as well. Ruthie, you look like you're doing great, so that's awesome. We celebrate that Ruthie is coming along well. Steve Kutzman, we continue to pray for him. Steve, I know that's Larry's son. He's got a blood disorder, so it's really a tough thing to manage. So keep Steve in your prayers. Tom Rohrenbeck and Lisa Parkerson, that's brother and niece of Jane Harden, for health issues, health concerns. Harris, of course. Donna Moran, Maria's friend, has congestive heart failure. These prayers for strength, and her son Brandon as well. So keep Donna and Brandon in your prayers this week and beyond, of course. Anna, Barbara Russell's daughter and Robin's sister, is having more tests done, some more setbacks in moving on to a liver transplant. So we got to keep fervently praying for Anna that she is healthy enough to receive this liver. So definitely keep Robin and Anna in your prayers and that entire family. And I'm praying for you guys right now. We will say that we had a gender reveal yesterday here at the church. And Robin's going to be a Nana of a new grandson. We found out yesterday that we're having a son. Griffin Anthony Spino. Spino Bambino or Bambino Spino. Continue to pray for them as well. Donna Linderson's lifting up Sarah Proser. A friend of hers is in the hospital in Tennessee, very sick. So Sarah, keep Sarah as well. Hilton, it's good to have the Jarvis is back, but Hilton's come back with a pain in his neck. And it's not sitting next to me. It's good to have you back. I haven't had anybody to pick on for a while. So Hilton, we're praying for your neck as well. So Hilton. Bill Krueger as well. Bill has not been doing well. He's been battling something that the doctors can't get a handle on. So continue to pray for Bill Krueger as well. Marie Gervis is lifting up her granddaughter, Taylor. He's not feeling well. David Shute, loyal friend David, is not feeling well. He's out this morning. We did receive some sad news. I guess it was on Thursday evening. Sheila Myers attends here with us. There's no words. But her brother passed away on Thursday. And then her sister, Marcia, passed away on Friday. She lost a brother and a sister within 24 hours. We've been praying for Marcia for quite some time. She had had some real health concerns, but her brother passed away on Thursday, so we need to keep that entire family in our prayers as well. And of course, we're praying. praying for the people suffering under Hurricane Harvey and all the devastation in Texas and Louisiana and wherever else we'd be entering right now. But let's continue to pray and stand with Texas as well. We do have a praise today, a happy birthday from Kathy Chandler for her nieces, Courtney and Courtney, you have two nieces, Courtney, with two last separate last names, Courtney Chandler and Courtney Thompson. So happy birthday and praises for them as well. And folks in Oregon, where there's fires now, so that hurricanes, and now we're back in the fire season as well. So a lot on our list today, a lot of ground to cover, so let's go to the Lord in prayer. Bring your request to the cross this morning. Let's pray. Gracious and loving God, you hear the multitude of our prayers this morning. Father, we have so many people struggling with illness and injury and just the ravages of age. But Father, I pray today that your healing touch would be upon all of those come seeking your healing today. Father, I pray for their spirits. The body is one thing and the body wears out. But Father, I pray that our spirits would stay strong, that our love for you would radiate even through our worst pain and our worst suffering. So, Father, I pray today that you would continue to let us show your love to our neighbors, to our loved ones, to our friends, family, those near and far. Father, I pray for all of those suffering under this awful hurricane and those that may be in the path of Hurricane Irma. But today, Lord, I pray that you would steer her far out to sea and not hurt anyone, that it would die a death out in the north wind. So, Father, today we pray for not only natural disasters and people suffering under those, but people that are suffering under spiritual disaster. Father, whose trust in you has wavered, whose love for you has been lost. So, Father, today we pray for all of those we know and those outside our doors we have yet to meet. So, Father, today we lift up our community and the great people here in Langworth and around our county and state that love one another and love our neighbor. Father, we're grateful that you've given us an example in Jesus Christ how to treat one another. Where we fall short, I pray for your guidance. I pray for your discernment and decision making for the life of this church. Father, how best can we serve your kingdom? Father, we celebrate new life. We mourn and grieve over those we've lost. Father, today we come full circle under your guidance, under your divine love. Father, I pray today that we feel your presence in all that we do. We pray for our nation, our world, a world sometimes torn apart by turmoil and war and famine and disease. Father, we pray today specifically for each one of us. Let us be your child. Let us show our love to others that comes only from you. Father, we love you. We give you the praise and thanksgiving this morning. Father, show us the way we're lost. Father, show us the way we're found. Father, we love you in all we do. We pray this in Jesus' holy and precious name, our Savior. Amen.
That we were honoring the sanctity of life with the baby bottle. cause here. The verse of scripture is found in Psalm 139, verses 13 through 16. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days that ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Now let us contribute to the needs of God's people. Let us welcome strangers into this church home. These calls of hospitality are answered when we give our time, talent, and treasure. Let us offer our gifts to God this day. Would the ushers please come forward?
Thank you.
Amen. He's our friend. All right, our scripture today is coming from Romans 12, verses 9 through 21. Hear these words this morning. Love should be shown without pretending. Hate evil and hold on to what is good. Love each other like the members of your family. Be the best at showing honor to each other. Don't hesitate to be enthusiastic. Be on fire in the Spirit as you serve the Lord. Be happy in your hope. Stand your ground when you're in trouble, and devote yourselves to prayer. Contribute to the needs of God's people, and welcome strangers into your home. Bless people who harass you. Bless and don't curse them. Be happy with those who are happy, and cry with those who are crying. Consider everyone as equal, and don't think that you're better than anyone else. Instead, associate with people who have no status. Don't think that you're so smart. Don't pay back anyone for their evil actions with evil actions, but show respect for what everyone else believes is good. If possible, to the best of your ability, live at peace with all people. Don't try to get revenge for yourselves, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. It is written, revenge belongs to me. I will pay it back, says the Lord. Instead, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. And if he is thirsty, give him a drink. By doing this, you will pile burning coals of fire upon his head. Don't be defeated by evil, but defeat evil with good.
Amen.
Let us pray. Gracious God, powerful words this morning. Father, if only we could live by this example. But today we will grow stronger in our trust and in our faith in you through these words. Father, bless them to our spirit and to our hearts. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Did we ever get too much of love? The kids said, you know, we're good people. Are we good people? Boy, you didn't jump on that. You are good people. With a little rough edge. You know that scripture I just read? Wow, I wish we could be like that. The world would be a perfect place, wouldn't it?
Amen.
If that was all true for everyone. I'm going to go out today and make an enemy so I can love them. Anyone here want to be my enemy so I can really love you good? I want to love you, so I want to be your enemy. That's ridiculous. We're going to look at love once again today because I believe we can never get too much of this word. You know, we had all the strife and turmoil before the hurricane. Did not the hurricane bring out the best in people once again?
Yes.
It didn't matter your economic status. It didn't matter the color of your skin. It didn't matter how big your house was. They were rescuing people from shacks and from mansions. Why does it take disaster to bring us together? I begin to believe we should live in a constant state of disaster. What do you think? I think it'd be a better world. We would care for one another. It's so easy when everything is going well to say, oh, aren't we great? But when we see someone in need, we want to help. What makes us want to help, you think? Because somewhere in Scripture we've stumbled across Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 21, and we read somewhere once that we're supposed to love like that. So we're just wandering the face of the earth looking for someone to help. Why do perfect strangers help perfect strangers? You ever ask yourself that? We have nothing invested. Why do we do it? The same reason why some people loot after a storm, or loot after riots, during riots. Why do we do that? We have the same level of hurting one another, it seems, from some people, that we do the same level of love for one another. Love is long-suffering. Don't you love that? Become a Christian. You can suffer the whole length of your life and love it. That's not what that means, is it? What does long-suffering love mean? I read this week. By enduring the pain, sorrow, and anger, we are exhibiting God's unconditional love. People who are mature in love endure the pain of selfish, critical, and immature scoffers. Oh, man, I can't wait to be a Christian. Love is long-suffering. That means that when we suffer, we can get through it. Do you know people in your lives that can't get through suffering? And people that seem to thrive in the midst of suffering. Now, they're not happy they're suffering, but they have a way to manage it, right? They can get through it. Nowhere in the Bible that I've found so far says you'll never suffer. The Bible only tells me that you're going to suffer. How many suffered this week, much less in your life? There's suffering going on around us as we speak, but it's how you deal with it. You know my feelings towards patient love is patient, right? Are we patient in love? Do we become fatalistic? Are we blind to abuse, sin, and ignorance? Are we blind to that if we're patient in love? Absolutely not. We love, we don't judge, we don't rush to judge others based on our own expectations. Did you ever think of that? The biggest disappointment I think I have is when people don't live up to what I think they're capable of. What I think they're capable of. How did I become so smart? How can I stand and look at someone and say, well, I think you should be able to do this? Love is kind. Now we're getting somewhere. For the most part, we're kind people. We're collecting money for unborn babies. We're going to be putting some buckets together to help people clean their house. We're going to send some money to UNCOR. They're going to go and help people rebuild and do the things that they need to get their lives back in order. We're kind. Kindness encourages people. Have you ever experienced that? Kindness encouraging you? I tell you because I fall into this, a little self-awareness here, and telling you about some of my frailties. And I suspect a lot of folks' frailty of encouragement. Discouragement is an awful thing. I have had some revelation this week in conversation with some of my close, spiritually sound friends that it's the evil one that discourages us. When I suffer from discouragement and I think we're in awful shape and nothing's going to work right, I'm going down the tubes, that's the devil speaking to me. Some of you have even said to me, things are pretty good. And all I can see are things are headed in the wrong direction. That's the evil one. So love is kind. We're kind to one another. We build others up. When we go help someone whose home has been flooded, we're giving them encouragement that they can make it through this, right?
Amen.
And when things happen to us, and those come along beside us to encourage us, we say, maybe I can make it.
Amen.
I have people come and see me all the time that just need a word of encouragement. You can do it. Then I have those that come back 6 months, a year later, and it's even worse. My dad jokingly used to say, my mother told me to cheer up, things can be worse. I cheered up, they got worse. When folks come to our church and visit, let me ask you this. Who drove by a church today coming to this church? Who drove by two churches today coming to this church? Who drove by 10 churches today coming to this church? I hope we come to this church, we drive by other churches. How many churches did you all drive by today coming to church? All right, they can walk to church.
They walk.
And we're so glad you did. Why do we come to this church if we pass many, many churches on the road coming here? You know, in 1958, when they built this church, it was for the people of this neighborhood, and probably three-quarters of them walked to church. Now, 95% of you drive by church after church after church to get here. Why? Is there something here that makes you feel good? Is love evident in this church?
Yes.
When we have people come here and we cook a barbecue and we make them some good food and we have some games, we're showing them that we love them. And you know what? Like I told you last week, we had 350 to 400 people. We lost count. We had so many people. I'm the eternal optimist. I woke up Sunday morning saying, there's going to be 400 new people in church today. It's going to be awesome. Maybe I'll just have a second service this afternoon for all the people that will be coming. I'm discouraged. Why? Because the devil said, you should have 500 people in church and you're a failure. Well, my work mind tells me that. But you know what? We had 10, 15 people last week that hadn't been here before. We had 19 kids here last week. Now I'm discouraged that where were the 19 kids that were here last week? The devil said, see, I told you they wouldn't come back. So in October, we're going to feed us more food. Those 400 come back next month. I got something for them. I got more love for them. We've got more love for them.
Amen.
Maybe we'll have 25 kids in October. You know what? We have discouragement in our lives. We have sorrow in our lives. But we can gather together, we can lift and encourage one another, and we can have one more person next week that wasn't here last week.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make you stand up, but who's here for the first time? Anybody here for the first time? Anybody here for the second time, third time? You've come back. I know it's good to see you back. Folks, if we get somebody to come in that hasn't been here before, we're the winner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner, guy feels. We'll cook more chicken next time. Bob, it's chicken we need. It's more chicken, that's it. Feed them chicken, they will come. We had chicken. We didn't barely have enough chicken. We need more chicken. Folks, we love one another. This church is a loving church. You know, I have folks come and say, boy, the people are sure nice here. Yeah. I beat them over the head with love every week. No, 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 no. Trust me. Folks, God changes hearts.
Amen.
God changes us. God allows us to live, to love people that are different than us.
Yes.
You remember in the scripture it said, love those that are not just like you. It's easy to love people just like us. But we still fight with those folks too, don't we? How many children and parents squabble because they're just alike? Huh? Folks, I love you. We're here to do good work. I love God because He let me bring a message today, that He let me prepare a few weeks in advance and work on it and meditate on it and stew on it a while. And He let me give it to you this morning. I'm so happy when He does that. All that work just didn't go out the window. Because the message never changes. Jesus came. God sent Jesus to tell us two things. Love me and love your neighbor. As yourself. So folks, I'm going to try to be more encouraged. I'm going to try to encourage you and seek your encouragement from me, because we're doing good work here.
Amen.
We're doing what God has asked us to do. Our production isn't quite up to my standard, but I'll work on that. I will minister to the ones God sends me. I make that deal with me. You ever make a deal with God? Come on, God, let's make a deal. One behind door number three. How come when he opens door number three, I said, no, change my mind. Let's look at one, see what's in there. Is that better? Is that worse? So folks, I encourage you today to keep loving our neighbors, to keep loving one another. That when we come here, we will drive past 100 churches if we have to get here. But there's a lot of people stopping at those other churches along the way as well. And we have to pray for them. We have to hope and pray that they're having the same God-inspired success in whatever measure that is. We're in this together. We're not in this alone. Thank goodness. That's what I love about the Methodist Church. They say we're connectional. I love that. I'm not out here. I feel like I'm on an island sometimes, but you know, we're really not. We have things like UNCOR. We have things like flood buckets. You know, if 1,000 churches put together flood buckets, that's a lot of flood buckets, isn't it? If Lakeside put together some flood buckets and I could put them in the back of my new little red truck and drive out there and all we had was what I could put in that truck, we're only helping a little people, a few people. Only a small amount of people being helped. But together, we're helping thousands upon thousands of thousands of people. Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you so much for this awesome day. Father, now as we get to come to your table and be in this place of spirit building, to be in this place of encouragement, to be in this place of love, I ask, Lord, that you would now let us accept your invitation, the invitation that Jesus himself made. We pray in his name, Lord. Amen. The greatest gift ever given to humankind is represented in this table. This is the best, folks. This is it. The redemption of the world lies in these simple elements. Did you ever see Holy Communion in that way? This is our only hope. This is it. You'll never have a president, a leader, you'll never have anyone strong enough to get us out of this mess. No matter how good it seems, except this right here. Jesus Christ is the only answer. as we prepare now for Holy Communion together, I want to remind you that the United Methodist Church, we serve an open communion table. What does that mean? If you recognize Jesus Christ as your Savior and has accepted Him as the only way to salvation, you're welcome here. I hope that makes you feel good. As Jesus said, I'm here for you. Just accept the gift. So as I read through the liturgy this morning, just take that to heart. Jesus gave this to you, and now it's up to you to accept it. Hear this invitation. Christ our Lord invites to His table all who love Him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. That says it all. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Join me, please. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved You with our whole heart. We have failed to be obedient churches. We have not done Your will. We have broken Your law. We have rebelled against Your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to You, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. We praise You for all who labor in the common good. Read this with me, please. And for those whose service is unappreciated. We thank You for the children whose play is the work of learning to live in the world. We thank You for disciples who are obedient to the promptings of Your Spirit in all their relationships. We thank You for Your yearning mercy that waits for us to make all our hours and days participation in Your healing and blessings of the earth and all peoples. You made us in Your image and set in a lush garden as caretakers. When we chose to have it all to ourselves, You turned our freedom to the toil for survival. When we cried out in our misery, You delivered us from captivity and made covenant to be our sovereign God. By the prophets, You called us to return to You and delight in good food without price. You confronted us with the waste of labor and apart from You, and You asked us, why do You spend Your money for that which is not bread, and Your labor for that which does not satisfy? Incline Your ear and come to Me. Listen, so that You may live. And so with Your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise Your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of Your glory. Hosanna to the highest. Blessed is He who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna to the highest. With thanksgiving, we remember that Your love for the world in sending Your Son to live and die as one with us. You put Your Spirit upon Him. He proclaimed release to the captives, healed the sick, fed the hungry, and ate with sinners. On that night in which Jesus was betrayed, He took bread. He broke it. He said, take and eat, for this is My body. Do this in remembrance of Me. And likewise, after the meal, He took the cup and He raised it to His Father in heaven and said, Father, this is given for the forgiveness of sin, the new covenant that Jesus represents to us. Drink of this. Remember Me each time. By the baptism of His suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church and made all things new. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. By your Holy Spirit, make this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of Christ. Through Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty God, now and forever.
Amen.
And now let us pray together with the confidence of the children of God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom. Would those assisting with communion please come forward at this time. Gracious God, thank you so much for this gift, representing our eternity through Jesus Christ. Father, thank you for your love through Jesus that you pour down upon us. Let us be your representative in the world through our love. We pray in the holy and precious name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Please stand for our closing hymn, Blessed Be the Tie That Binds. Receive this benediction. Holy Father, as we leave this place, give us the passion and compassion of Jesus Christ. Let us love our neighbor as we leave this place. We love you. In Jesus' holy name, amen.